This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
And we, Monday through Wednesday on the program, visit to begin our second hour with our community reporters. Fantastic time we spend with them because we get to know a lot about what's going on. We check in with them thrice a week, as mentioned here on the program. Today, let's find out what's going on in the low vision and blind community in Pictou County, Nova Scotia. Community reporter Julie Martin joining us. Julie, welcome back.
Good afternoon. How are you?
All right, but it's time for us to settle back, Julie, and put you to work. But I see where the first thing is not necessarily work, but you could march all over Nova Scotia here, according to this. Weekly walks all over Nova Scotia. What's this about?
Yes.
Sounds good.
So it is. It's very good. So this is through, Hike Nova Scotia, and it's Nova Scotia Walks. There are weekly walks in every community across Nova Scotia where volunteers from Hike Nova Scotia lead very gentle walks around the community. For example, the one in New Glasgow here, they walk around the Jitney Trail, the Sampson Trail, which runs along the river. They ensure that all walks are as accessible as possible. They have sighted guides, which is a program that did start here in Pictou County before COVID, and Hike Nova Scotia picked up on it right away and ensured that there were sighted guides for these walks all across Nova Scotia. And like I said, they're just gentle walks. It's about just going out, going for a stroll, but meeting new people, other people in your community. And it's not just the gentle exercise. It's what it does for your mental health and your socialization. And I think that, especially here, I don't know about other places, but there's still a lot of isolation as that residual from COVID, unfortunately. So, you know, it's springtime. It's time to start getting outside and enjoying the fresh air. And, you know, you're walking with somebody that can describe what's going on around you, and you get all those beautiful smells of spring. And, you know, we had deer in the yard the other day eating my plants already. But spring's here, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And that's really nice. I love the idea of the walks, too, to talk to different people, to learn maybe something.
Yes.
Maybe something somebody does interests you, a hobby, an interest. But the easy, casual walk. Now, the guiding kind of interests me. So let me get this right. Is the organization that was started to teach people how to guide?
No, what we did in Pictou County here was we talked about having sighted guides. So those of us that didn't have a guide to go walking or hiking or snowshoeing. So Pictou County Parks and Recreation, Claire Steele took the torch on that one and ran with it. And not only did they train guides, they ensured that there were different tips for the canes, for our canes, for different terrains. And they have the Nordic walking poles because sometimes you just want the stability. You don't necessarily need the cane because you have a sighted guide.
But I love that, Julie, about the training. I love that about the train because, you know, I don't think anyone really thinks about that. Oh, I'll just teach them. I'll hang off their elbow. But there's such a security if you're properly trained. You don't have some of the other things in as a guide. We don't understand the stress that a guide might feel that, well, I don't want this person to trip on my watch or whatever because they don't know. You know, it doesn't mean we're incompetent or they think we are. It's, well, geez, I don't want to cause a problem or do the wrong thing. So fedora's off. That's a really fantastic thing. I've never heard of that.
Well, and it's things like, you know, I'm tall. I'm 5'11". So I worry about little branches or signs or so it's nice to have a guide that understands that. But more importantly for me, it's how they narrate the scenery as I'm walking, you know, how they tell me what's around and describe it to me. And it just fills in the blanks and it's just lovely. But before I forget, May 8th is National Nova Scotia Walks Day. I usually do the walk every year with my local library, but there's events again in every community, and I think it's around 1 o'clock or 1:30 usually. You see all the different community groups out walking, and that is our national walk day to encourage people to get outside and enjoy.
I love it. A lot of good intention, Julie. Let's talk about a very unique tactile mural that's coming to the CNIB office.
Yes, it's up now. Sarah Moja is the artist that was commissioned to do this work. And I mean, she's just one of my favorite people in the world. She really makes my heart beam. She's the artist that started the tactile art group that we started just before COVID. And she still, to this day, continues. She travels from Halifax once a month and still does this group with us. Now the library is taking it on, so they get funding for that. Sarah herself is visually impaired, and she's very much about tactile art, and she's a huge advocate for art being accessible for all. So this mural is... you would think of a mural as being a painted something on a wall, but this is out of wood, and it's depicting the journey from sight loss through Vision Loss Rehabilitation Center, through the CNIB, and it depicts a man with a guide dog, and these are all wooden, so they're tactile, you can feel them. On this path, and behind him are the tracks, his footprints and the paw prints. And then there's a lady in a wheelchair that's using her cane. So she's behind her are the tracks of the wheels and the swish of the cane, because she's swishing, you know, that kind of swipe thing.
Right.
Forgotten what it's called. You know what I mean? Yeah, thanks. And then there's a little girl that is also using a cane and doing the sweeping motion, but she's skipping. So her tracks are very like all over the place because she's dancing along this journey. Mm. So what it's depicting is that we're all on the same road. It's all the same journey, no matter how we come to this road. Whether it's from an accident, disease, genetics, whatever. But we all are going down the same road, whether it's, and we all go through those stages of grief to get to the other end of the road and come out with. But as we're doing this, we're also leaving tracks for others behind us that are going through a similar path on this journey. So I just love the depiction of it all. The tracks are painted, but they're very high contrast paint and it's quite large. Mm-hmm. So it's right there at the CNIB office. If you're in Halifax, please go check it out. It's nice. It's meant to be touched. It's meant to be enjoyed and it's just beautiful. And I'm so proud of her. She's done an amazing job. Mm-hmm. It's a great depiction. Yeah.
I like the idea of the tracks just because we go through life and maybe we can show something, maybe we can make something easier. Maybe it's just that whole being able to identify with somebody else, whether it's that person ahead of us or the person coming behind us, that maybe those tracks make life simpler. I'm tapping my toe because we're talking Caledonian Orchestra next. This is an afternoon of toe tapping entertainment.
May 5th, Glasgow Square, the Caledonian Orchestra of Nova Scotia will be performing at 2:30. I didn't turn the page. I'm sorry. I can't remember if it's 2:30 or 1:30. I think it's 2:30. I'll find it. It's, like you said, it's toe tapping. They bring old Scottish music to Nova Scotia. There's jigs, reels, waltzes, marches. They're being joined by vocal artists. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just kicked the table. They're being joined by local vocal artists. I believe there's one of the Scottish Highland dancers are going to be performing. So yeah, it's $20 a ticket, and it is at 2:30 p.m. Yes.
This is nice.
Sunday, May 5th.
They got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and I love when you said the toe tapping, because at first you see orchestra and you're, oh, okay. I want to make a funny here, but am I going to be correct? And that's really cool. And again, some of it's the stereotype of the area, and you think, okay, toe tapping. That's really tremendous. Yeah. Nice list of variety of music too.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's so enjoyable. It really gets you in the mood. And spring's here. You know,
yes.
The more we can do to get that upbeat feeling, the better.
Get out there and fiddle around.
Get out there and fiddle around. Yeah, you got that right. While you're walking.
Is this, exactly. And talking. Is this your kind of music, Julie?
I do love it. Yes, I do. I like a whole genre of different music. but I do like the toe tapping stuff. Yeah, I really do. Yeah, but I like classical as well. I like doing my clean my house with classical music on and
focus music.
It. Oh yeah.
Go for her walk. Watch out for the low hanging tree branches.
Yeah,
right.
I don't trip over anything.
Julie, of course, absolutely wonderful stuff, and what a wonderful, nice spring feel. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Talk to you next month.
Yes,
May.
Bye.
Wow.
Yes.
Ooh, boy, bye. Some great stuff.
The Walrus is Canada's conversation, and you're invited to take part. Download AMI's Voices of the Walrus, where professional narrators read selected articles from the magazine. Available wherever you download your AMI podcasts.
Then I'm sure.